your best, it's going to change moment to moment. It will be different if you are healthy as opposed to when you are sick. But just do this under any circumstance. Do your best. This will keep you from feeling regret or judging yourself or getting down on yourself. Welcome. I'm Dawn Mathis, and this is To Your Greatness. Every day, you give so much of yourself to those you love. Through this podcast, I'll guide you on a journey to reawaken the greatness that lies within you. In each episode, you'll hear incredible stories of transformation from me and my guests that will inspire you to design and manifest a life that is in harmony with your soul's purpose. You are meant to live the life you'd love. Let me show you how. Welcome. This is To Your Greatness with Dawn Mathis, and I'm Dawn Mathis with In Situ LifeWorks. This podcast will complete the mini-series, the five-part mini-series on the Four Agreements. And this podcast is the fourth agreement, which is always do your best. When I was a little girl, when I tried to do something, I would say, that wasn't my best. I think that I was so afraid of not being good at something that if I said this, even if I did try my best and failed, that it would not sting as much or my peers would not think I was a failure. Wow, the things we do for a little love. Screwy, right? Well, that was a long time ago. So doing your best is the action behind the first three agreements. They will only work if you do your best. And you master your own transformation with these four agreements when you take the action. Malcolm Forbes said, failure is success if we learn from it. Here's some points I want to make about this last agreement. Your best, it's going to change moment to moment. It will be different if you are healthy as opposed to when you are sick. But just do this under any circumstance. Do your best. This will keep you from feeling regret or judging yourself or getting down on yourself. So when you're fresh, your best will be of a higher quality than when you are tired. And when you're tired, still do your best. Even if it is not of the quality, the same quality as when you were fresh, do your best. And here's a tip. Know when you're at your best for the most important tasks and for relationship building. And if possible, schedule those most important things when you know you will be at your best. Oprah Winfrey says this, doing your best at this moment puts you in the best possible place for the next moment. So as you do your best for the four agreement with the four agreements, your efficiency and your habits will build and your best will become better. You are taking action and there are no regrets. Do your best because it makes you happy. Live fully. Do it because it makes you happy. At your work, do your best without expectation of extra reward. You will enjoy your work more fully. And the rewards will come. Dale Carnegie said, "You never achieve success unless you like what you do." You can only be your full self when you do your best. And the caveat of this is don't overdo. Do your best and nothing more. Otherwise, what happens is you enter into this push energy, which is constriction. These are my words, not his. Your central nervous system has two nervous systems. The sympathetic one is the one that takes over when you're overdoing it. This is the fight, flight, or freeze nervous system. And it puts you in constriction. We want to be in expansion. We want to be creative and relaxed. So here's a brave thinking tool that you can do with this so that you don't overdo. And that is, do what you can from where you are with what you have. I want to read a story from the Four Agreements about overdoing. There was a man who wanted to transcend his suffering. So he went to a Buddhist temple to find a master to help him. He went to the master and asked, "Master, if I meditate 4 hours a day, how long will it take me to transcend?" The master looked at him and said, "If you meditate 4 hours a day, perhaps you will transcend in 10 years. Thinking he could do better, the man then said, "Oh, Master, what if I meditated 8 hours a day? How long would it take me to transcend?" The master looked at him and said, "If you meditate 8 hours a day, perhaps you will transcend in 20 years. "But why will it take me longer if I meditate more?" the man asked. And the master replied, "You are not here to sacrifice your joy or your life. You are here to live, to be happy, and to love. If you can do your best in 2 hours of meditation, but you spend 8 hours instead, you will only grow tired, miss the point, and you won't enjoy your life. Do your best, and perhaps you will learn that no matter how long you meditate, you can live, love, and be happy." So, here's an action step for you, and you might need to rewind this, but I wanted to give you an affirmation for yourself. You could write this down and you could say it every morning if you wish. "Just for today, I will be impeccable with my word. I will speak with integrity and love. I will take nothing personally, knowing that others' words is a reflection of their internal weather. I will not make assumptions. I will ask for meaning. I will ask for what I want. I will do my best with my new agreements this day." And know this, when you accept these new agreements, these four agreements, the old harmful agreements will fall away. And that energy that we spent battling ourselves and others with our old agreements, that energy returns to us as love and personal power. So thanks for joining us today. And to recap, this was the fifth in a mini-series called The Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz. This is in the show notes, so that you have it if you wish to order the book and you haven't yet. So the agreements are: be impeccable with your word, don't take things personally, don't make assumptions, and always, always do your best. Thanks for joining us. This is To Your Greatness with Dawn Mathis, and we'll see you next time. Thank you for joining me on To Your Greatness. If you're inspired by what you heard and are ready to take a deeper dive into your own life's purpose, I'd love to offer you a complimentary life reflection session. In this session, I'll help you get clearer about what's been holding you back and how you can rediscover the greatness that lies within you. If this is something you would love, I invite you to head to my website, toyourgreatness.net, where you can take the first step in this journey. Spots are limited, so claim yours today. You are so much more than what you do for others. I believe there is a dream inside you just waiting to be fulfilled. If you agree, I invite you to take that first step and visit www.toyourgreatness.net right now. I can't wait to meet with you. My name is Dawn Mathis, and this is To Your Greatness. Remember, your greatness lies within you. See you next time. And if you enjoyed today's episode, I invite you to subscribe and keep listening. Remember to like, share, and review this podcast to help other listeners like you find their way to this heart-centered community. Thank you so much.